Hayes Chamber ambassadors will be visiting businesses in Hayes this week. President and CEO Sarah Wassinger talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We always have a special guest with us, James. Today it just happens to be our friend from down 13th Street, Linda Mills. She is the executive director of First Call for Help here in Ellis County. So we are very pleased. They've got some big things going on for those of you who maybe didn't have a chance to watch the city commission meeting last week, Thursday.
We do. We're excited about what we're doing in Hayes and just want to keep up the momentum and keep going so that we can get this project done. And the project, of course, is First Step Housing, which is a transitional housing shelter. It's not an emergency shelter, but participants can stay there for up to 6 months while they work on some of the obstacles that might have started the housing instability in the first place. So,
now, this has been ongoing, something that you've been working towards since 2018. Is that correct?
Correct. We had talked a lot about it before then, but got more serious about the planning in 2018 and started raising funds in 2019.
So one of the reasons that you switched to different locations actually was because of the space that you needed for this project. Do you want to just talk a little bit about kind of the process for what got you to where you're at today and maybe the fundraising that's still taking place to finish that?
Okay. Yeah, we had office space in the Hadley Center for many years before I came to First Call for Help. They were in the Hadley Center, and it was a great place to be. We had plenty of space for offices, but we didn't have much choice in how we configured everything. And, so we knew, talking about the shelter idea, we considered lots of possibilities, including like the tiny house concept, buying an apartment, a house that had apartments in it. I mean, those were all things that we considered in the initial phases. And in the end, we decided to look for a property that had some extra space that we could basically an empty shell and design it the way that we wanted to. It will house four bedrooms with private bathrooms, and the number of participants we can have in there would be 8 to 10 at any given time, but it would be four households.
Now, one thing that I find very unique and interesting about this is just for Ellis County residents. We're trying to make sure that we're helping local folks, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We have a lot of people, and I gave these numbers to the city, and we help 78 households last year. That was really a total of 220 people, we still had 51 people that came in asking for help with housing, but they needed a deposit or they needed a past due utility paid off, needed first month rent as well, and we just didn't have the funds to do that. And they just don't have many options. You know, in some cases, they're already living with a friend or a family member, and the situation is just pretty stressful, and so they need to get out of there. Sometimes it is an eviction from a landlord for past due bills. So one of the requirements for coming into the transitional housing is that they either already have a job or that they are willing to work and just very committed to increasing, their ability to have housing stability, have it on their own without always relying on friends and family to house them.
One thing I love, though, is that you're going to actually have some special volunteers coming in to work with these folks to help them learn budgeting and different things like that on how they can be set up for success, correct?
Yes, that's correct. We have finally settled on a curriculum for our money and finance and budgeting course that they'll be taking, and that's an online FDIC course called Money Smart. It has a ton of modules about anything to do with financial, and so we will base our education or curriculum on that. We will invite people from the finance world, whether that's banking or, just opening up checking account or learning how to save. So we'll bring those folks in, as well as we'll be bringing landlords in to talk about rentals and leases and deposits and all of those kinds of things to make sure that they really fully understand what the renting process is and what it should look like and all of that.
So we have about a minute left to kind of share a little bit more information. Obviously, you're in a key point of the project right now. Do you want to talk a little bit about the match from the Schmidt Foundation and how people can get involved in the project?
Sure. You may have, if you have any communication with me at all, you may have seen the little logo or symbol down at the bottom of my emails that says double dollars. This is a opportunity for us from the Schmidt Foundation to raise up to $50,000 and have that money matched by them. So we're really excited about that. We are already raising funds toward that. We need to raise about $61,000 more dollars to finalize the construction and get the transitional housing open.
Very cool. Linda, I'll just throw this out there. This project is amazing and so good for the community. And thank you so much for everything you're doing down there.
Oh, thank you. I think our community is better for having these kind of services.
It's a labor of love, and her team have really done such a great job, James. So, yes, definitely a very worthwhile cause. And the unique thing about homelessness is it's not necessarily people who you see sitting and living outside. There are a lot of people who are in some precarious situations that really just, by the grace of some good people, they've been allowed to stay just to keep a roof over their heads. So very worthwhile cause. I know how hard Linda's worked, and she's a very special lady. We're lucky to have her here.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'm very excited to see this project come to fruition and get some assistance out there for those folks that need it.
Yeah, fantastic.
But yeah, Sarah, you did mention we do have some other things we want to talk about today, so I kind of do want to move on to that. You've got an event coming up this Saturday that's kind of exciting. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
We do. So we are excited to have our first legislative coffee of the year. It's going to be a virtual coffee, though. And with everything going on, we still want to make sure that our legislators can participate safely. So what that's going to look like is we have a link on our website currently. You can go to hayeschamber.com/events, and there's a link right there within the event description. We are pleased to have Midwest Energy and the Hayes Daily News sponsor this year. So they're actually kind of helping take care of all the arrangements for that. And then Next Tech's going to actually be our technology sponsor. So what that will look like is you can click on that YouTube, and our legislators will be joining us at 8:30 sharp. If you have questions that you'd like to submit for that, obviously there's a lot going on in this legislative session, so please know that we will have local state representation as well as national representation participating that day. They can email hayscc@hayeschamber.com, or if they feel more comfortable calling us with questions, they can sure do that. It's our hope to still connect the legislators with folks asking questions, so we'll be doing our best to make sure that we get names and contact information for anyone asking questions. They can also type in the live chat feature too that morning if they prefer to do that. So if anybody has any questions about accessing that, please just feel free to get in touch with us before Saturday morning. I'll be here at the office doing the mediation, if you will, and kind of getting everything going through on that. But unfortunately, I won't be able to host and answer phone calls at the same time. So please call this week if you can.
Excellent. Now, that's coming up this weekend, but you've also got some stuff going on this week that's pretty cool, including a pretty big event tomorrow, or not event really, but activity. You want to talk to us a little bit about what to expect tomorrow during the Ambassador Stepping Out?
Yeah, so we were going to step out in 2020, but then, you know, things got a little crazy, so we never got to do that. We had to mail our decals out last year, so we are excited to have our ambassadors Personally visit your businesses. They're going to be bringing that beautiful 2021 decal, ripping down that 2021 so we can say goodbye to that. The cool thing, though, is they're just going to be asking questions on different things that the Chamber might be able to do to help your business, maybe just get some feedback or just be a friendly face to thank you for being a Chamber member. You also have the opportunity to share a business card, and so if you give an ambassador one of your business cards, it doesn't matter who the business card belongs to, you'll be entered into a chance to win a beautiful gift basket that's being put together today by our friends at Wedding Connections at Chestnut Street Florals. So we'll draw for that at 5 o'clock. That'll be kind of fun, and then we'll probably be showing a picture of that basket later today. So
very cool. Yeah, it's going to be fun to see them out and about. Yeah, I remember that last year. It was literally right. It was this time of year as COVID was starting to kick off. I think they were, you know, it wasn't that literally like the week of when everything shut down.
It was pretty well to the day. So definitely we're excited to have a year behind us now and things are looking up.
Absolutely. Now, you've also got a couple of new members down there. So when those ambassadors go out, they're going to be hitting a couple new spots. You want to share with us who that is?
Yes, so we had two new members join our chamber last week, and we just want to say welcome to DW Home Improvement and T-Mobile. So we're very excited to have them be a part of our chamber family. DW Home Improvement's a very well-established business in town already, and if you've been driving on the north side of mine, you'll see that the T-Mobile signs have popped up over there in the strip mall by Walmart. So we're excited to have them joining our business team in Hayes.
Very cool. Well, Sarah, we've got just about 30 seconds left if we want to move on into your events this week.
Sure. So just want to remind folks that they can still purchase our virtual banquet tickets. That virtual banquet will be March 30th. We'll start that at 6:30 sharp. Feel free to contact us at the Chamber to get your tickets. And then the final events for this week are March 10th. We'll have our HYP Advisory Council meeting that'll start at 12:05 at the front meeting room space at Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill. March 11th, we'll have a joint ribbon cutting and Downtown Hayes Development Corporation brick presentation at the Strand Event Center at 1102 Main Street. That'll kick off at 4 p.m. And then we finish our week at with our chamber chat on March 12th at Days End, located at 3205 Vine Street at 9 a.m. So feel free to check out the chamber's website at hayeschamber.com for updates throughout the month.